Hi, this podcast has to do with, I was watching some news about Sicily and Greece, and and the water shortage in Sicily and Greece and Spain and stuff. There's water shortages around the world, and global warming obviously, makes water evaporate. When it's hot, right? That's the cycle. Heat from the sun makes water evaporate, and goes to the clouds, evaporates up, and then but you know what I noticed, people, environmentalists. I thought of something real true here. If you're an environmentalist in Sicily or Greece, or anywhere around the world, I'll tell you what the problem, in my opinion, how I figured it out. First of all, I'm going to talk about Sicily's problem, okay? Sicily's problem is lack of water, right? And I'm going to tell you why that is. But this is my opinion. I don't have science to back it up. I have common sense to back it up. Sicily, for some reason, in Greece and probably Spain, want to bring foreign species to their land, right? They're bringing foreign species of fauna, whatever, the plants, oranges, right? Oranges don't originate from Europe. They originate from North America. Florida has tons of water underneath its soil, and oranges flourish there, bountiful oranges, because of the there's so much water there and underneath the soil. If Sicily environmentalist farmers in Sicily, Greece, Spain, you are bringing foreign species that is new and it's not meant. Why? Because Sicily in Greek means Sicalia. And Sicalia is from the word Sica. And the word Sica is fig. What happened in Sicily, in my opinion? Basically, they got rid of the figs. I don't know if there's a market for figs. And they're bringing foreign plants to Sicily. And the farmer says it's six generations. Because like I said, you have to get rid of all the oranges in Greece and Sicily and Spain. Because oranges or watermelons have a lot of water. They need a lot of water. Like an orange, if you squeeze an orange, it has juice, right? And that is all water. And it's not a native plant, right? So basically, in Greece, in Athens, they have lemon trees and wild oranges all over Athens, right? And you have to cut those trees down, all of them, right? And what is native to Greece, Spain, and Sicily? I'll tell you what's native: fig trees and not even more than that, olives. Olives are a type of species that like lime rock. Their roots even go into the rock. They don't need as much water as oranges, right? So listen, environmentalists, I'm telling you something about common sense. Don't quote me as a scientific expert. This is just common sense. If you bring foreign plants, foreign, even animals, like they're saying that, foreign animals can destroy an environment, right? Well, if you bring foreign plants from its natural place, like figs and olives, which were natural in Sicily, and you bring oranges, you got to cut down lemon trees and orange trees. You cannot produce them no more because they're not native and they're causing droughts. They're causing problems. And that's around the world too. You know what I'm saying? Every country, every part of the world has its natural species. Even I heard in British, well, I don't like the word British Columbia, in Columbia, Canada, the West Coast, basically what they did was chop down all the native species and bring other species of wood that was for construction, right? And it's bad for the environment, the bears, the habitat. So environmentalists, listen, one solution to the world's problem is cut down, get rid of all foreign species of plants, trees, animals, whatever, insects, because and bring it back to its natural natural climate and natural environment, because that will help global change. It'll fight against climate change. It'll fight against food insecurity. Like I said, this is common sense, and I hope some environmentalists think about this, because I know environmentalists do think about it, but in Sicily, they think money's going to solve their problem, or the Mediterranean, get rid of the salt of the water and just pump water to oranges. This is a no-brainer. They are ruining their own climate, their own earth, because oranges never ever were meant in Sicily. Greece, lemons were never meant, and maybe Spain too. Plant olives, plant figs and other species, plant forests. Like, these farmers don't understand, you know what I'm saying? They don't understand that you can't plant whatever you want. It will not continue to bear fruit. It will not continue to bear fruit. It will destroy your environment. Foreign species eventually will destroy your environment. It's proven scientifically. I know for facts, the scientists have said it, the environmentalists have said it. They're trying to do it, but I'm telling you, food, like, you just like bananas, like, you know what I'm saying? Eventually, it's going to, like, foreign species are going to destroy the environment. And that's what's happening. And it's like common sense, people. It's common sense. Whatever is natural to your environment, grow it, and it'll thrive with the natural species, whatever type of species, okay? That's all I have to say. Think about it.